AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump's plan to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. is shoving the Republican Party to the edge of chaos, abruptly pitting GOP leaders against their own presidential frontrunner. Trump is not backing down from his proposal, which even prompted criticism from the Speaker of the House.
In addition to drawing fire from other GOP presidential candidates, Donald Trump's desire to keep Muslims from entering the U.S. is being criticized by the top Republican in Congress.
Freedom of religion is a fundamental constitutional principle.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says there are Muslims in the armed forces dying for the U.S.
What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for, and more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
Ryan spoke after the weekly closed-door meeting of Republicans, where he reportedly said Trump's comments violate at least two constitutional amendments. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton talked about Trump during a campaign stop in Salem, New Hampshire.
Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, has made a name for himself in the last months by trafficking in prejudice and paranoia.
AP correspondent Tammy Abdullah reports two senators have introduced a bill that would require technology companies to report certain online activities to law enforcement.
What they require to be reported is any quote-unquote terrorist activity they come across that includes attack planning, recruiting, or the distribution of terrorist material.
Officials say two male Afghan nationals being trained at an Air Force base in Georgia have gone missing. A Georgia man scheduled to be executed Tuesday evening for the 1992 killing of a friend of his mother had his late request for a stay denied by the Supreme Court. Defense lawyers had said Brian Keith Terrell is innocent. This is AP Radio News. An impromptu Central Park sing-along marked Tuesday's 35th anniversary of the murder of former Beatle John Lennon in New York.
About 100 people gathered in Central Park across the street from where Lennon lived and died. But increasingly, the crowd assaulted with those too young to know him as a living figure, meaning the kids whose parents constantly told them to turn down that noise passed the music on to their own kids, like 27-year-old Elizabeth Wagner.
My parents, this is what I grew up listening to, singing in the car and, you know, going on road trips and listening to every single Beatles album.
The next Beatle would have turned 75 in October. Warren Levinson, New York.
The state of Alaska is projecting revenue from oil and gas production taxes at $172 million this year. That's a dramatic drop from 2 years ago when production taxes totaled $2.6 billion. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.